Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking with Mary Terwilliger?
No, she doesn't live here anymore.
Oh, I can speak with you then. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. This is about the upcoming elections for Congress in Washington. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Hang on, wait till I turn the TV down.
Okay.
Okay, what'd you say now?
Yes, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
78.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic
white.
Or Latino? Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Don't know on that one.
We do have a scale if that helps. We have strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two. We have fighting inflation and lowering costs, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, border security, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 education, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure.
You don't have anything on immigration there?
Border security is the closest one.
Okay, that'd be one. And crime would be number two.
Reducing crime and gun violence.
Correct.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump. The next one, we have Raul Garcia.
I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion. Then we have Maria Cantwell.
No opinion.
From a scale from 0 to 100 on how you feel about her?
50.
Thank you. The next one we have, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez.
Never heard of her.
Then we have Joe Biden.
0.
Joe Kent.
I don't think I know who that is.
Never heard of him?
Who was it again?
Joe Kent.
No, not ringing a bell.
Okay, that's fine. The next one we have, woke liberals in Congress.
25.
And the last one we have, MAGA Republicans.
70.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Republican.
Thank you. And even though you're not supporting Marie Glusenkamp-Perez, now what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp-Perez? A small chance? Just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Slight chance.
Slight chance. And next, I would like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Once again, you may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of the working class people because they are working class themselves.
8.
Someone who will stand up to attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
5.
Someone who puts doing what's right above politics.
10.
That is 10?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You said between 1 and 10, correct?
0 and 10, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a 10.
Thank you. The next one is a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right.
7.
A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us.
10.
And the last one for the list is a leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse.
10.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read a few statements that people or some people made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. And please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress. 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, in February of 2020, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without any immediate abortion, and Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so, after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decisions for them.
Four.
Thank you. The next one is Marie Gluson Camperez shows up. As she listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs and improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader.
All right, seven.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is, Marie Gluson-Camperez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So Perez, a sense of duty to her district rather than party.
Eight.
Thank you very much. And as we wrap up, let me just ask you before we continue. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you didn't. But I'd like to ask again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Mary Gluson Camperez or Republican Joe Kent?
Republican.
Thank you. As we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges of working people, not on his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and he opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that would make it a, quote, Antifa, superhighway, unquote, and the Democrats would use it to send criminals to our district. Nonsense. How does any of that help with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense.
Four.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the result of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail. He has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections, and he supported the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. He even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits. Where here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
Ten.
Thank you very much. Now, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And given everything you've just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
A little radical.
He's a little radical. Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is it 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, or a postgraduate, like master's, MBA, well, law? Yeah?
MBA.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Once or twice a month.
Once or twice a month. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, sir, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.